Sentences issued for offenses committed in and around Prince George. Kenneth Allen Randolph Ganu, born 1988, was sentenced to time served and 1 year probation and ordered to provide a DNA sample for uttering threats to cause death or bodily harm. Ganu was in custody for 3 days following his arrest on the count. Kevin Matthew Pete, born 1992, was prohibited from driving for 1 year and fined $1,000 plus a $300 victim surcharge for driving while impaired under the criminal code. William Gerald McBride, born 1979, was sentenced to time served for breaching probation. Time served was not available. Justin Lee Philippi, born 1992, was sentenced to 6 months probation for breaching probation. Charles John Ross Tate, born 1997, was sentenced to time served and assessed a $100 victim surcharge for breaching a release order. Tate was released 1 day after his arrest. Richard Edmund Erb, born 1972, was prohibited from driving for 2 years and fined $3,000 plus a $900 victim surcharge for driving while impaired under the criminal code. Nori James Worden, born 1972, was sentenced to a conditional sentence order of 2 years less a day and assessed a $100 victim surcharge for committing an indecent act in a public place. William Lawrence Edward Burke, born 1989, was ordered on March 25 to serve the remainder of his 120-day conditional sentence order in jail. The CSO was first issued December 11, 2023 for possessing stolen property. Time left to serve was not available. Gamal Elabasiri, born 1993, was sentenced to time served for theft $5,000 or under. Elabasiri was in custody for 3 days prior to sentencing. Joseph Francis Wokley, born 1978, was prohibited from driving for 1 year and fined $1,000 for driving with a blood alcohol level over 0.08. Nicholas Kyle Chadsey, born 1985, was ordered March 27 to serve the remainder of his 6 month conditional sentence order in jail. The CSO was first issued November 15, 2023 for careless use or storage of a firearm. Time left to serve was not available. Curtis David William Milton, born 1990, was sentenced to 35 days in jail for assault with intent to resist arrest and possessing a firearm contrary to an order. Milton was also sentenced to time served for breaching probation and sentenced to 1 year probation on the counts. Milton served a total of 55 days in custody prior to sentencing. Dallas Cody Rhines, born 1997, was sentenced to a 4 month conditional sentence order for assault with a weapon and to a 1 month conditional sentence order and 1 year probation for mischief $5,000 or under. Rhines was also assessed $200 in victim surcharges on the counts. Lori Renee Chu, born 1978, was sentenced to time served for escaping lawful custody or being unlawfully at large. Chu was in custody for 10 days following her arrest. Tyrell Mark Giroux, born 1991, was sentenced to 15 days in jail and ordered to provide a DNA sample for break and enter with intent to commit offense and to 10 days for breaching probation. Giroux was also sentenced to 1 year probation on the counts. Giroux was in custody for 82 days prior to sentencing. Jacinta Jonna Marie King, born 1990, was sentenced to time served and 1 year probation for breaching a release order, breaching probation and 2 counts of theft $5,000 or under. King was in custody for 45 days prior to sentencing. Jason Lee DeLorme, born 1982, was sentenced to time served for breaching a release order. DeLorme was in custody for 208 days prior to sentencing. Preston Point Monroe Devaney, born 1983, was sentenced to 26 days in jail for dangerous driving and to time served for fleeing police. Devaney was also sentenced to 18 months probation on the counts as well as for 2 counts of breaching a release order and prohibited from driving for 1 year for driving while prohibited under the Motor Vehicle Act. All but one of the breaches was committed in Fort St. James, the other committed in Prince George. Devaney was in custody for 142 days prior to sentencing. Ryan David McGibbon, born 1988, was sentenced to 14 days in jail for breaching a one-year conditional sentence order issued December 27, 2023 for assaulting a peace officer with a weapon. Clayton Alexander Van Summer, born 1995, was sentenced to one-year probation for theft $5,000 or under and to time served for mischief $5,000 or under, both committed in Prince George and for careless use or storage of a firearm committed in Quatuchu. Van Summer was in custody for 104 days prior to sentencing. Carmen James Alexander Hodgson McKay, born 1990, was sentenced to time served and 18 months probation for theft $5,000 or under and breaching probation. Hodgson McKay was in custody for 4 days prior to sentencing. Ulysses Sidney Nicholas, born 1997, was sentenced to time served for breaching an undertaking. Nicholas was in custody for 4 days prior to sentencing. Robert Mark Askew, born 1987, was sentenced to 2 years in jail for arson damaging property. Askew was also sentenced to 2 years probation on the count as well as for possessing a weapon for a dangerous purpose and break and enter and committing an indictable offense. Askew was also issued a lifetime firearms prohibition and ordered to provide a DNA sample. Askew was in custody for 136 days following his arrest. Jason Kenneth Elder, born 1971, was sentenced to 33 days in jail and 1 year probation for 2 counts of theft $5,000 or under. Davin Gray Jokinen, born 1991, was sentenced to 270 days in jail for theft $5,000 or under, to time served for a separate count of theft $5,000 or under and to 4 days in jail for breaching probation. Jokinen was also sentenced to 1 year probation on the counts. Jokinen was in custody for 37 days prior to sentencing. Michael Darren Felix, born 1994, was sentenced to 37 days in jail for breaching probation. Felix was also sentenced to 1 year probation on the count as well as for theft $5,000 or under and for a separate count of breaching probation. Felix was in custody for 77 days prior to sentencing. Mark Alexander Mitchell, born 1980, was sentenced to 19 days in jail for mischief $5,000 or under and to time served for break and enter and committing an indictable offense and to 1 year probation on the counts. Mitchell was in custody for 68 days prior to sentencing. Mitchell was also prohibited from driving for 1 year and fined $500 plus a $75 victim surcharge for driving while prohibited or license suspended under the Motor Vehicle Act. Ashley Marie Lowley, born 1993, was sentenced to a one-year conditional sentence order for theft $5,000 or under. Celia Ann Robinson, born 1983, was prohibited from driving for 1 year, sentenced to 14 days in jail, to be served on an intermittent basis, and fined $500 plus a $75 victim surcharge for driving while prohibited under the Motor Vehicle Act. Crystal Margaret Rosalie Horth, born 1976, was sentenced to 7 days in jail and ordered to pay $400 restitution for being unlawfully in a house. Horth was also sentenced to 18 months probation on the count and for 4 counts of theft $5,000 or under and 1 count each of assault, mischief $5,000 or under and breaching an undertaking. Horth was in custody for 84 days prior to sentencing. Linda Ann Larson, born 1973, was sentenced to an 18-month conditional sentence order, issued a 10-year firearms prohibition, ordered to provide a DNA sample and assessed a $200 victim surcharge for possession for the purpose of trafficking under the Controlled Drugs and Substances Act. Leslie Ray Parker, born 1967, was prohibited from driving for 1 year and fined $1,500 for driving while impaired. Wade Denny Dumont, born 1971, was issued a 5-year preventative firearms prohibition. Colton George Stump, born 1991, was sentenced to time served for breaching probation. Time served was not available. Summer Dawn Madam, born 1990, was sentenced to 1 year probation for 2 counts of theft $5,000 or under and to time served for breaching a release order. Time served was not available. Robert Dane Isaac, born 1985, was sentenced to 1 year probation for theft $5,000 or under. Isaac was also sentenced to time served on the count and for two counts of breaching probation. Time served was not available. Travis Dion Sherrick, born 1990, was sentenced to time served for breaching a release order. Sherrick was in custody for 37 days prior to sentencing.